Yes, welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show. That was the worst promo.
That was substandard, Phil.
Well, I'm very sorry, but I got this clown here.
No, they said to go.
What do you mean they said to go? I'm the guy, but I, Phil Henry, I'm the one that runs this show, you understand?
Yeah, but I mean, you were in the middle of talking.
He thought I gave him the high sign.
A lot of times the kids will think you're giving the high sign, Phil.
I'm not giving the high sign.
No, he thought, though.
Yeah, Bud thought that the general was.
I thought I was getting the high sign.
What is this high sign shit? Okay, thank you very much. Welcome to the show. I'm sorry, folks, to have to start. What is this high sign? High sign, is that it?
Yeah, the high sign. You just, you know, it's a nod and you'll say, yeah, go, man.
Yeah. What do you got to do with it, General? What have I got to do? Who do you think you're talking to, anyway?
All right, General, take it easy.
Look, General, all I'm saying, Mr. Henry, is that, you know, when you're done, we get the high sign.
What is the high sign? I must know. What's the high sign?
What is it? What do you think?
I don't know, Ms. Gray.
Well, the high sign, Phil, it's an indication that you're done, and they can go ahead and... They were spraying it with what? With the 40 WD?
Yeah, WD-40.
They were spraying with the WD-40.
I know what they were doing. I'm asking you, what is the high sign?
Well, the high sign is an indication.
I know what it means.
You want to know what the high sign is?
Yeah, what's the high sign?
Well, I sort of dip my chin into my collar.
Jesus Christ, Margaret.
I'm sorry, it was a Diet Coke.
I dip my chin.
Take it. All right, listen, homeboy. All you guys relax, okay? Like a bunch of little girls.
I dip my chin into my collar, then I glance up and arch an eyebrow, and then I, you know, do the pinky. It's the high sign.
Yeah.
Okay, you dip your chin into your collar, and the pinky goes up.
Well, I mean, you know, what's so hard to understand?
Hey, Bud, take it easy, man, okay?
No, but...
Just take it easy. When I'm in the middle of doing a promo, and you guys are screwing around with the WD-40 like you just were, and I'm getting it, you know, I can't hear myself think, nobody can hear anything I'm saying, and you're giving me this stuff about the high sign, which nobody around here ever, you know, thought of enlightening me about, I don't know what that is.
Well, Phil, you've heard us refer to the high sign.
Yeah. Phil, it's been all... In a lot of the shows will say, I'll give you the high sign.
You know what this is? You know what the high sign is? It's the same thing as late last night about 9:45.
Well, you know, but it's no, it isn't. Late last night about 9:45.
Yeah, you told us to knock that off. Yeah, you won't let us do that no more.
You won't let us do that anymore.
I'm sorry, anymore.
No, I won't. I mean, yes, I do. What do I care?
Well, you said it was too obscure and no one knew what was meant by it. And we said it was a comedy catchphrase.
I understand. It's a comedy time check. I guess, is that what this is?
No, the high sign is something Bud was waiting for.
Never mind. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Hey.
Now, we had Bob Green coming on today, and this is very serious. He's going to be talking about coronavirus. I don't want anybody screwing around. I don't want a lot of jokes. You understand?
Yeah, we understand.
Phil, the coronavirus is nothing to joke about. I just read today where Ted Cruz is self-quarantining. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah, yes, I do, and I did read that.
Yeah, Mr. Cruz, Senator Cruz says that he's going to self-quarantine because he was exposed to it.
Well, when he says exposed, what does he mean?
Well, I mean, he was talking to somebody at CPAC, and they sneezed or something, and it was like, ah, God, you know.
Someone saw him wiping his hand on his slacks and sort of moving very quickly out to the parking lot.
Who?
Who do you think we're talking about, Phil? Senator Cruz.
Yeah. So he was talking to a guy, shook his hand, the guy went, achoo. And Cruz looked at his hand and wiped it, and then went, you know,
very quickly strolled out of the auditorium.
This happened at what was this thing?
At CPAC.
Oh, the conservative,
Yes, it's the conservative confab, whatever they have. It's like a conclave. Anyway, to make a long story short, Senator Cruz, after getting all of this slop, he got slobber on him, is essentially it, right?
Yeah, my understanding, yes.
Senator, I didn't read any of that. What I read was that Senator Cruz was talking to somebody. He said he was talking to someone, right?
Well, that's right. But the fact is, he was talking to the man. The man said, well, what was it, Bud?
I got it right here. He said he was talking to the guy, and the guy said, it's been a pleasure meeting you, Senator Cruz. I'm such a big fan, whatever. And then achoo, and Cruz got slobbered. Now, that was Cruz's word. He said he got slobbered, and he wiped it on the back of his slacks, which was an area that... He knew he wouldn't be touched. You know, he wiped it on the butt area, to be perfectly honest. And then began to stroll, although he was holding the hand out to the side. Yes.
Jesus, you're kidding.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's, I'm reading into it. You know, why don't we not read into it?
All right, folks.
We've got, you've got...
We got Don Mixa, like he's, because he's been conversing with it. You know, Mr. Henry?
No, I don't. Hey, Don Mixa on the line with us from Glendale tonight. No, you're not in Glendale. Where are you, Don?
Well, right now, Phil, I'm in Palo Alto, California, just up near San Francisco.
Did you read the story about Senator Cruz?
I got bits and pieces, and what I'm ascertaining, because I know you want some specifics here, what I'm ascertaining from it, Phil, was that Senator Cruz was talking to a constituent, and the man, just as Butter Roberts said, the man said, "I'm very grateful to meet you, Senator Cruz," and then went sneezed, and it got quite a layer of slobber, as they say.
What do they mean by slobber? Could we use another word or something? You're talking about mucus, right?
Well, it's more than just mucus. It was a combination of saliva, mucus, and there might have been some nose, some sort of nostril particles, and you know, whatever might have been in his stomach or in his passageway. So it's a combination, and the for want of a better term, you know, Phil.
Yeah, okay, man. So he got slobber on the hand.
See, this is exactly the kind of response that I think the health agencies are not looking for, Phil.
And hold on for a minute, Mix, okay? Because you're a little... Can you hear yourself talk, or do you... Where are you?
Yeah, well, I'm right here. I'm just actually on a payphone in a mall.
You're on a payphone, not on your cell phone.
No, I don't have my cell phone with me, unfortunately. Let me
guess. You, it's where your trumpet is.
Yeah, that's real funny. As a matter of fact, my cell phone's in my car. And yeah, that's where my trumpet is, but it is with me. But I think that the most important thing, Phil, is to understand that the senator walked briskly away as soon as the layer of slobberah hit his hand. And
what is slobberah? What is that?
That's the technical term for the plural of slobber.
You know something? I think you guys, all of you, including you, Phil, and you, General, and you, Robert, and you, Bud, and not me, and you, Don, I think all of you think this is some kind of a clown act.
I don't think that at all.
I don't either, Margaret.
Well, what is this slobberah?
Did you call me up and ask me? Because I've been doing reporting on the coronavirus. I'm up here at University of California, Berkeley, Phil. Okay, and I've been in Sacramento talking to the health officials there in the state of California. So they called me up. I didn't call you and say, hey, can I go on and talk to Phil on his kooky show? Okay.
All right, Don, I get it. You know, don't have to go overboard, man. We're just trying to figure out. So, all right, continue.
All right, so what happened was, it's great to meet you, Senator. Those are the words that were spoken. It's great to meet you, Senator. The shaking of the hand, and then achoo, and a thin coat of slobberah covered the hand.
Covered Senator Cruz's hand.
Yes. Senator Cruz stepped back, looked at his hand and looked at the guy, something like, didn't even bother to say goodbye to the guy, turned very briskly and took the hand, I believe it was the right hand. Did you have any reporting on that, Margaret?
It was the right hand, yes.
All right. Took the right hand and then, hold on for just a minute, are you going to close right now? Okay, good. JoJo's Cookies. I want to get a dozen of those soft chocolate chip and some with the raisins. Anyway, I'm in the mall right now, Phil, trying to get some of those JoJo cookies. You know, the hot, soft chocolate chip. You ever had them?
Yeah, they're fantastic. Continue, please, with the...
Okay, I'm sorry. So, Senator Cruz turned, and with the hand, he held his hand out to his side, and then he turned, and as he walked away, he wiped the right hand on the rear right of his slacks. All right on the rear right of the slacks, and then stuck his hand out, straight out, the arm straight out, and then just dangled it there. And as he sped very quick, and I say sped, he was walking briskly to the parking lot.
All right, did he have any aides with him, or...
What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Did he have people with him that...
Oh, yeah, I don't know. General, do you know?
I don't know, no.
My understanding is that you could ask me because I'm the guy that's...
You're right. Did he have any aides with him?
I don't know. In fact, as soon as I said you could ask me, I...
You don't have a whole lot of report. Is this firsthand information, Don?
No, it's not firsthand. I wasn't there at CPAC, but I did get it from someone who was standing in the hallway and looked to his left and saw at that instant Senator Cruz shaking the guy's hand and then achoo. And I think Cruz stepped back and actually said something.
That was what I had heard, that Cruz had said something like, God help me, or...
Yeah, what was that?
It was something along the lines of God help me or God damn you, which would have been really...
No, I didn't hear him cursing. I didn't hear anything about that.
No, it probably wasn't, but... or maybe it was, but I'm not prepared to say that it was, you know, but no, he said something like, may God preserve us, or I think it was God help me. And
well, what you know, there's a big difference between God, never mind, who cares, Phil? You're absolutely right. All right, so then the senator walked briskly out of the mall.
Out of the auditorium.
I'm sorry, out of the auditorium to his car or whatever. All right, now, then the next thing we heard was...
Well, there was a press release. And
I understand there was a press release, and we don't have to read it verbatim, but basically he's self-quarantining?
Yeah, Senator Cruz is self-quarantining and will be self-quarantining. I'm sorry,
self-quarantining?
Yeah, that's right, self-quarantining for 14 days. He contacted the CDC, he contacted the Surgeon General, he contacted the White House. He really covered his bases to make sure that his constituents in the great state of Texas would know that he would be out for 14 days.
All right, so let me get this straight, if you don't mind, Phil. Go ahead. Senator Ted Cruz is not asymptomatic. Is that the understanding?
What does that mean?
Is he suffering from, is he suffering from any symptoms?
No, he's not. And that was, again, that was a good point you're making, Phil. That was five or six. It's been 10 days since the senator got it slobbered. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, let's get off the slobber kick, okay?
Well, slobber-ah.
And this slobber-ah, you're trying to tell me that's some sort of... Look at Phil, he's laughing, so keep saying it, because I think Phil has given it legitimacy. No, I really haven't. I don't know whether you guys are putting me on or not. So the cat did... What is that?
That's my phone, wow.
So this guy, the senator, I say, this was five or six... How many days ago was this?
It was 10 days ago, and... it was 10 days ago. Yeah, you're supposed to be symptomatic within 5-6 days, according to Senator Cruz, and he was not.
So the slobber-ah did not have no virus.
Yeah, that's correct.
The slobber-ah did not have no... Bud, please, you know, use some correct grammar. The slobber-ah did not have no... No. The slobber-ah did not have no... The slobberot. Oh, man, help me.
What's going on with you?
Phil, you need to lay down or something? No, I don't need to lay down. It did not have any, bud. Did not have any.
That's right. I always try to keep reminding myself of that. I tell myself every day, it did not have any. Did not have any. It's not, don't say no.
Don't do the double negative.
Yeah, don't go, it did not have no. You know.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that, bud. Always say... It did not know. Well, see, I don't even know how to do it. So
no, just stick with us on this one, bud. We're talking here with Don Mixa, who is reporting from, he's in Palo Alto, California today, reporting on a couple of things. One thing that developed in the coronavirus story, Senator Ted Cruz is self-quarantining for 14 days.
No comment on that.
All right, take it easy, because I don't want to do any political thing here, okay?
No, we're not, Phil, but I do want to point out that he... accessed every major health official in the United States, sort of, if you want, hogged it all up for himself, and now he's home, he's taking 2 weeks off, he's not symptomatic, he says, quote, an abundance of caution.
Well, that was kind of interesting, Phil, you know, he is not symptomatic, you know, you could say that the senator decided to just kick it for a couple of weeks, and maybe he is, you know, and...
All right, well, let's just go ahead and give him the benefit of the doubt. He doesn't want to infect anybody. Maybe he wants to spend some time with his family. Who knows? But, you know, that's his prerogative. And
yeah, he's got a luxury. He's got the luxury to do it.
That's a good point. He does have the luxury to do that, and that's...
Yeah, well, that's true. He has the luxury. So I would just say in wrapping... You want me to wrap up, right?
Yeah, please.
All right.
Sorry, just wrap up. Wrap up.
All right. That the whatever slobber, I'm sorry.
Let's say slobber if you want, or mucus.
It's technically, it's got to be slop, because that's what it is. The slop, I could say slop, does that?
Yeah, okay, whatever, man, let's just wrap this up.
All right, well, technically what happened was the senator shook hands with a man, a CPAC. The man sneezed, slop landed on Senator Cruz. I shouldn't say on him, specifically on his hand. It might have landed on other places. I'm going to have to double-check that. Could you hold on? Could you tell that kid to shut up? Or
And what's that?
Nothing, never mind. Do me a favor, will you, pal? Is that cookie store closing?
Yeah, hold on.
So,
Hey, Don, we're almost done here.
Sorry. So, the slobber, I mean the slob, it was slop, not slob.
Yeah, they're closing up in 5 minutes.
Thanks a lot. You got a beautiful child.
Don't get your ass kicked, Don.
I'm not going to get my... That's funny. Okay. So, he sneezed. The slop landed on the... I was going to say on the slob. Let's say...
On Senator Cruz.
Yes, on Senator Cruz. Senator Cruz looked at it, said something like, "May God have mercy on my soul." And
well, what did he say, man? "May God have mercy on my soul." This is changing with every telling, Don.
All right. My understanding was he said something like, "Oh, my dear God," wiped it on the back of his slacks. The guy was still trying to shake his hand and get an autograph, and Cruz just waved him off, held the other hand straight out.
The other hand being the one that got that had slop on it.
Yes, the one that had slop on it. And then the senator briskly, not with too much panic or anything, but very briskly sped out of the auditorium.
And he did not have any assistance with him?
No, he was by himself, very quickly maneuvering between cars in the parking lot and holding the hand out, and drove home that way. Now, one of the police officers that... secures the parking lot, secures the exits and entries, saw the senator pulling out of the lot with that right hand across him, hanging it out the driver's side window. So I don't know if he drove that way or not.
So the Senator Cruz, after the hand got sneezed on, he stuck it across his body and drove home with the hand hanging out the driver's side window.
Yeah, and that was the right hand.
Yes, the right hand. So you can imagine the right hand is crossed across the body, and he's driving with the left hand. He got home, and apparently his wife, Heidi, was... by the way, have you ever met Senator Cruz's wife? She's a wonderful woman.
I have not had the pleasure, no.
Great, great lady. She was waiting for him at home with some kind of a instant freezing kit that could freeze the hand.
Well, now, wait just a minute. Let's not get... What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, you want to know what happened. She was at home. She had some kind of a freeze pack. It was just a bag you slip over the hand. And if you freeze it too much, you're going to have a terrible damage done to the skin. But she froze the slop, or the slob, or the slobbera, and then...
Well, what did she do with it?
I guess just kept it in that bag. The senator went into the house and sat down for dinner. And
sat down for dinner with what? With the hand in a bag?
Yeah, with the hand in a bag. Get a load of this. Yes, with the hand in a bag. Jesus. You know,
look, you're not making any sense here, Don. The more you tell this story, the weirder it gets.
Yeah, you're talking about the guy got home with a slobber on.
Hey, hold on a bit. What did I tell you about the kid? Oh, it's you.
Let me tell you something, Bill. Sorry, I'm sorry.
What, you guys are just hanging around in the hallway here?
We're waiting for the cookie store.
You're waiting for it to close? Because that's all they're going to do.
Hey, listen, pay attention to what you're...
Don, would you ignore the people that are around there? The senator gets home. He sits down to dinner with his hand in a...
it's a sad commentary, Phil, I think.
I know. It's a sad commentary when we have such a terrible health risk going on, a health emergency, whatever you want to call it. And there's Phil Hendry sitting there laughing because you cats are talking about the slobbera. Oh, man. Phil, that's very irresponsible.
Yeah, sorry, there's people scared about this.
Yeah, I know they are, man. Okay, I know they are. And that's why I'm trying to do the very best I can, as you guys like to say, with what I got. And it ain't much, let me tell you what.
Thanks, Ferdinand. Boy, thanks a lot, Phil. That stings and burns like it's going in and coming out napalm.
Yay!
I'm Don Bixa.
Jesus. Are you there, Don? Don!
What happened to him? Hey, Don! Don! Put him on hold. Don. Yeah, there you are. Yeah. Okay. Pork pie hat.
Give me the phone, will you? Knock it off with that stuff.
What happened to you guys?
I was asking what happened to you.
You were assing.
I was So, the senator is home, his hand's in a bag.
You know, Phil, I got better things to do than sit here and play grope the worm with you, okay?
Don Mixa, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay, yay, yay.
What is it? You don't have to applaud everything, bud.
I thought I'd give it a nice clean lockout.
So Don Mixa is at home. This gets very interesting, and I would love to talk to some health official if at some point we are able to get one on the line. And who would, don't tell me, is it Dr. Jim
Probably Dr. Jim Sandler, yeah.
Yeah, that would probably be my guess.
Isn't that great? That's not what I call a health official.
He's a doctor.
Yeah, okay.
Well, he's, Margaret, you know, what do you want? Okay, you want us to get the CDC on the line?
Yeah, that would be nice, but nonetheless.
All right, well, we also got Bob Green scheduled to come up here in just a moment because we're going to talk to Bob about what he's doing in store. You know, there's been a lot of buying, maybe you, if you want to call it panic buying, there's no toilet paper left and there's no, they don't have any of those ready wipes.
Yeah, you can wipe up the slaw, or not, I shouldn't say it, but you can wipe it up.
You know, they got to let the Lysol, you have that, Mr. Henry. Yes, I bought a couple of canisters like a week ago before any of this stuff was really getting crazy. And I've been doing everything wrong, man. I've been, you know, wiping my hands and my mouth, and I've been, you know.
And you're not afraid of getting the coronavirus?
Yes, of course I am. I think we are all, I'm not afraid of it. I'm just, you know, cautious and, you know, worried that, never mind. We'll be right back. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here on this Monday, the ninth day of March. In 1 week, we will be in another town, in another place, another time. People saying, well, where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going? I don't want to say yet. How about that? What are you applauding that for? A lot of people are getting upset, Phil. They want to know where you're going, and they want to know now.
Yeah, I'm saying, I mean, your audience, they get,
what are they doing?
Well, they're calling up.
They've been calling at all hours.
Oh, no, no, they haven't. I'm sure maybe one or two.
Yeah, just like one or two, like that dude, Rory, man. Jeez.
Rory's been calling a lot. Melissa, Jeff Baker, Martine. Recently has been peppering us with phone calls. What's going on? Where are you? What are you doing? We'll say, well, why do you want to know? She goes, no reason. Then click. And
so she's just playing phone games.
I think so, yeah.
All right, so I'll let you guys know when I let you know. But in the meantime, you know, we're getting ready. So I'm going to be putting together shows. I think we all went through this during the pre-show. I don't have to keep talking about this. We'll be right back. We've got Bob Green from Fraser Foods coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Would you like to learn how to dance? Rick Shimmy here for the Shimmy Shacks, one of the top dancing studios in all of America. And I personally will teach you how to shimmy, how to shake, how to do the Rick, and how to do the Rick Shimmy Shack. Only those four or five dances. I didn't count them. Why don't we teach you other traditional dances? I don't feel like it. Rick's Shimmy Shack, a place where you can learn to do five dances that Rick invented. And it's only $600 hour. Now, doesn't that sound ridiculous? Sure it does, but you're getting dance lessons from a guy who doesn't care how he looks when he dances. Now, think about that, folks. I'm completely uninhibited. I am completely untethered, some say, from reality. Okay, all right, sure. You know, I plead guilty. But the fact is, I am so unrestrained and untethered, I just dance and move and fly about the room. What woman wouldn't want to be with a guy like that? Rick's Shimmy Shack. $600 an hour for dance lessons. So at Rick's Shimmy Shack, I personally will instruct you, and you will loosen up, you'll be free. Your body will be yours. You'll be a body moving through space. Rick's Shimmy Shack. Call 555-5551. That's 555-5152. That's 555-5155. That's 555. Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard. We should have done this at the beginning of the show, and we didn't.
Yeah, you're right, and I'm Phil Henry. We have Bob Green on the line with us. Bob is at Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California, and he joins us on our newsmaker line. Bob, I guess the first thing I want to know here, are you having a problem keeping things in stock? Are you selling out of things?
Some things that I won't say that we've run out of, but it's getting close. One of them, of course, you know, Phil, in high demand is toilet paper. And I've had to, you know, we've had to institute certain policies and certain practices so that we are not sold out. Because we don't get a delivery but maybe once a week of toilet paper, maybe every 2 weeks. And, you know, we had a run on this stuff.
Yeah, people are buying toilet paper. Why?
I have no idea. I guess it's because of the disease.
Yeah, it's because of the coronavirus, Phil. No, I know that, but what is the...
Phil, I'm not a doctor. I'm assuming it's because they got diarrhea or something.
No, no, no. It's not that kind of a flu. It's probably because they're using it
To wipe? I'm assuming it's wipe.
No, they're probably using it as Kleenex or something.
Yes, extra Kleenex, extra, you know, something to blow the nose. I don't know.
All right, well... what I've done is when someone walks up to a cash register, and I'm monitoring all six of our cash registers because we're working pretty steady, Phil.
A lot of business, huh?
A lot of business. And I say to them, if I see toilet paper, I will say, do you have, and a lot of people don't like this, but you have to get direct, do you have runny diarrhea?
You're kidding.
No, I am not kidding. We've got panic buying going on, Ms. Gray. And
all right, so, and why do you put it that way, though?
Because I'm going to, if they don't, then they'll say no, you know, and then I'll say, well, then take it back, because, you know, that's my last roll of toilet paper.
Your last roll of toilet paper? You know, talking about like...
It's not really, but figuratively it is. I'll tell them, that's my last roll of toilet paper. Have you got runny diarrhea, yes or no? Some people get resentful. They'll say, what business is it of yours? I'll tell you why it's my business. That's my last roll of toilet paper. And sometimes I'll say, I was going to take that home. You know, whatever gets them sort of off balance. And
well, what is the point of this, Bob? What you're trying to do is serve your customers, right?
Right. But I don't want my customers running a raid on my store and taking everything off the shelves. So if I say to them, have you got runny diarrhea, yes or no? If they don't, if they're going to say no, and most of them will say no, because that's, as you said, it's, I guess that's not what's going on with this?
No, it's not going, there's no intestinal, it's not an intestinal flu, not anything going on with the stomach.
All right, well then that solves the problem. If they say, yes, I do, then they have to endure the embarrassment of saying that in front of all kinds of people. And if it's a guy, you know, I try to, you know, you hope that there's maybe a good-looking girl in line or something, so he has to say, yeah, I do have runny diarrhea, and she turns and looks at him and thinks, to think I considered it with him, and I guess that, you know, all bets are off.
Bob, you're surmising and projecting some pretty ridiculous things here. Girls looking at men as to their desirability. We're in the middle of an epidemic. And
I understand that, Ms. Gray.
When you look at a man and you say, do you have runny diarrhea, your purpose is to embarrass him?
My purpose is to get the truth. Do you have runny diarrhea, or do you really, you know, in other words, what do you need the toilet paper for?
Why don't you just ask him that?
Because they'll lie. They'll say, I've got coronavirus, and if I ask them, do you have wet, running diarrhea down your leg? You know, you got to have some kind of a pair on you to admit, yes, I do. Because if that's the truth, that's what people are going to say.
And you're saying if they don't, they'll say, no, I don't, because they don't want to be embarrassed, because there may be a good-looking girl in line. Shit.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What am I talking? How many times am I on your show, Phil? I get the same question. What are you talking about?
Well, I have to concur with my colleagues today. What are you talking about?
I'll say it again. If the guy...
I understand what you're saying. If he's saying, you know, he's going to embarrass people if they're lying... Okay, then they're going to have to lie through a really embarrassing admission that they got runny diarrhea. That's how bad you need that toilet paper, man? You're going to lie? Or if they're going to tell the truth, they say, no, I don't. All right, well, I think you're reading. I think you're hoping for too much. I think a lot of guys, they won't care if they're embarrassed.
Let me ask you, Phil. If you got a roll of toilet paper and you want to wipe your nose with it, and the first question I ask you is, hi, Phil, I'm Bob Green, Fraser Foods. I actually advertise on your show. How you doing?
You,
how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Right. Do you have runny diarrhea? You, Phil Hendry, with your famous little netcast and...
I understand what you're trying to do, and I would say, no, I don't.
Okay. You'd say, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Well, so I don't anticipate people telling the truth.
Right. I would say I need it for the coronavirus.
And I'd say, well, you can't have it. Because
why not?
Because I'm running out. That's my last roll. You're taking my roll. So what you're saying is...
But it's not your last roll.
No, it's not my last roll, literally. But I'm trying to get you to understand that you take that roll of toilet paper, I go home and I'm wiping with my hand, okay?
Bob, you're not literally doing that.
No, but I'm saying I'm personalizing it for the customers.
You know, Bob, as long as I've known you, I will say this. You do a great job personalizing things, but you take it out into bizarro land every time you're on this show.
Well, you know, I'm going to take that as a compliment. Because if I take it into bizarro land on the Phil Hendry show, then it's about right for the rest of the world. Or is that right?
No, if you take it into bizarro land on the Phil Hendry show, then it's like total mental illness for the rest of the world.
That is total mental illness for the rest of the world.
Never mind. Okay, so you are... You're telling people, don't take my toilet paper.
Unless you really need it.
How do you determine they need it?
If I say, do you have wet, running, dripping diarrhea, and they say, no, I don't, Then I'll say, okay, you need it for coronavirus. They'll say, yes, I do. And I'll say, well, guess what? You don't get to have it because I'm running out.
Bob.
I'm running out. I don't know how many different ways.
Bob, yell that way one more time. I'll hang up on you.
Well, I'm sorry, Phil, but I'm trying to tell you, we're trying to conserve what stocks we have.
I got you. I got you. So you don't want people to buy it for the coronavirus. What do you want them to buy it for?
What have I been talking?
He wants them to buy it for their runny diarrhea.
Yes.
How about just normal, normal bowel movement?
Okay, Phil. You want me to ask, are you having a normal bowel movement? Are you kidding me? That's not going to get any truth out of anybody. The way I got it figured...
All right, hold on, Bob. We're talking to Bob Green from Fraser Foods on how he's selling. I got to tell you something, Bob. When we started this interview, I thought it'd be a nice, you know, it would make sense. Now we're off. You're right. We're off into bizarro land.
Bizarro. I said bizarro, not buzz.
Yeah, he said bizarro. All right, Phil, I'm just... and we're talking to Robert Green of Fraser Foods. We got Buddy on the phone, and Buddy is calling from his car in Antelope Valley. Buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing real good. Bob, I was in your store this afternoon there. You're Queen of Park, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, I was in your store, and I had a roll of toilet paper. And I was bringing up what my wife was with me and my two younger people. Now, I don't know if you remember me, but I'm kind of a big guy. I've got a crew cut.
I'm afraid I don't.
All right. You said to me, so let me ask you something. Have you got runny diarrhea, okay, or is it for her? That's what you said.
I don't remember that.
What did he say, sir?
He asked me. He pointed my way. He said to me, have you got runny diarrhea, or is it for her? And he pointed my wife. And I said, what do you think you're trying to do? And you said, that's it. I was just testing you. And you said, go ahead on through, and you let me keep the toilet paper.
Oh, I remember you. Yeah. In other words, it was another truth test. Were you going to admit to having the runny diarrhea, or was it for your wife? In either way, it would be such an embarrassing admission that I would have to let you have the toilet paper because you're telling me the truth.
But I don't understand. What I did say, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, what did you say?
I said it's for her. I pointed, I kind of, you know, thrust my thumb at her. I said it's for her.
Were you telling the truth?
No, I wasn't. It was actually for me, you know, and...
But you said you had runny diarrhea.
Yeah. And he went ahead and let me have it. So, anyway, I got in the car, and my wife basically got her purse and the kids and got out and took a bus home. And so I haven't been home, but I'm...
Well, see, you know, you're just PW there, pal.
Hey, wait a minute, man. I wanted it for coronavirus.
You wanted to wipe your nose with it?
Yes, I wanted to wipe my nose. When you said, do you have runny diarrhea, I was frozen for a minute. And I said, no, she does. And that's when you let me have it. What I just want to know, what if I said I did?
If you said you did, I wouldn't have let you have it.
Yeah, so I made the right decision.
You did. Good for you. Good man. You were thinking on your feet.
I'm thinking on my feet. My wife took the kids and a bus, and I don't dare go home. I'm standing here at a phone booth because my cell phone is someplace. I don't know where I left it. In fact, I don't think I ever owned a cell phone. I always use payphones. The idea...
Okay, Bob, we just hung up on that guy.
Why'd you do that?
Because he's not making any sense, just like a lot of the stuff that you're saying tonight. However, I will say...
Hold on, Phil. I'm an advertiser of yours.
I know. But this stuff about runny diarrhea and that guy that we just heard, you got a whole kind of weird world happening there, man, that I can't for the life of me make out. But I congratulate you on your business.
You're congratulating me on my business? They're taking my last roll of toilet paper.
Why do you call it your last roll?
Because figuratively it is. Because if they take, I tell them, I'm going to go home and wipe with my hand tonight. Is that what you want?
You don't really say that.
You really say that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I most certainly. To ask Phil. Am I kidding, Phil?
No, he's not.
You're kidding. So you tell them, I'm going home to wipe with my hand tonight.
I don't say I'm going home. Like, that's the express purpose of me going home. I'm going home to wipe with my hand. I say to them, if you take that last roll, Bob Green, I wipe with this. And I hold my hand up. Now, what we have is we've got a little vat of chocolate milk. If I think about it, I dip it in the chocolate milk and I hold my hand up. I go, I'm wiping with this. See, this, in fact, I just did wipe with this hand. That never fails to get people to,
to put the toilet paper back.
Yeah, put the toilet paper back.
Well, we've talked to a lot of people tonight about a lot of, actually, I don't know how many people we've talked to.
Well, whoever we've talked to, we've heard nothing but weird city on this coronavirus thing.
We talked to Don Mix about Ted Cruz getting slobber on his hand. You're not even talking about any of that. You're just talking about somebody taking...
My last roll of toilet paper? What's so hard to understand?
It ain't your last roll, man. It's the store's.
Phil, don't tell me. I own this joint. All right? They take my last roll of toilet paper, and figuratively, yes, my hand is coated in a deep, rich, thick brown color, and I just use that... Boy...
To wipe with.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you said it. Better you than me.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, I can only tell you, Phil, it's a serious epidemic.
I understand that, Bob.
A pandemic, in fact. And a pandemic, by the way, you know what that is? That's all of your frying pans are sick. I'm trying to make it better.
Bob Green, ladies and gentlemen. On the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, Phil, you're the guy that books these people.
I don't book them. Bud did.
Yeah, well, you know, you wanted me to talk to him.
Did we ever get on, I don't know who we talked to. We talked to Don Mixon. We talked there to Bob Green. I don't think we talked to Jim Sandler.
Jim Sandler will probably be tomorrow.
Yeah, if we want to keep talking about this. Yeah, and we probably won't. So Bob Green is there at his store, and he is telling people that he is not going to be selling them toilet paper unless they really need it. But it doesn't sound like it.
No, what he's saying is basically you can't have it regardless. Yeah, have you got runny diarrhea? I guess if they say yes.
If they say yes, he'll sell it to them. But he's counting on them saying no. If they say no, then he tells them to put it back.
And he also asks, he says, well, do you have the sniffles? Do you think you have coronavirus? Then they'll say yes. He say, put it back.
Boy, that's, oh, man.
Yeah, and since he's down to his last roll of toilet paper, do you want me to wipe with my hand?
No. Phil, when you laugh, you encourage him. Oh, okay. Well, then I won't do that anymore. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. By the way, I sneezed a couple of times today and wiped my nose with my hand, and I haven't washed it ever since. What guts. Thank you. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Sempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Yeah, man. 1 week from today, we'll be on the road, baby. We'll be originating our pre-shows from where we are, but we will be doing some encore shows. And the rest of the schedule for the week remains the same. We'll have our chat. We did not have a Saturday Cinema this past Saturday because it's too busy getting ready for things, man. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. You should have Dr. Jim Sadler on tomorrow. I hope you're staying healthy. I hope you're staying, you know, safe and all that jazz, man. You know, it's all good. It's going to be okay, man. You know. As I said, I was in the hospital with that.
Yes, we know, with swine flu.
Well, it was bad, man. And here I am.
Here he is, 10 years later, quit smoking. About the same weight he was.
No, I'm not.
All right.
I'm much thinner now.